So while we're on the subjects of violence and death, let's talk about hell. Recently, some questions have come my way about the justness of God in sending the condemned to hell, and I'm not going to try to answer them entirely, certainly not in a single program, but I do want to draw your attention at least to one part of this topic, and that is the mindset of the condemned in hell. And for that, let's look at the parable of Lazarus and the rich man, which I assume that you as a listener are already familiar with. The rich man is not in so much pain that he is now willing to relinquish his former self-centered, self-aggrandizing views. Yes, he can beg, but he still treats Lazarus, who actually is given the privilege of laying his head upon Father Abraham's breast, like a slave. The rich man speaks as though Lazarus is not even there, wanting first that he should be a water boy to the land of torment, and then that he be a messenger to do the rich man's bidding. Put yourself there. Think of the most tragic thing that ever happened to you on earth, the most unjust thing, the thing that aches the most. You get to heaven, and here comes Paul, or Peter, or John, or the Lord Jesus himself. Arms out. The great elder or king of heaven says, "Tell me what happened. Tell me, and I'll make it all right now." He's so concerned for you, fatherly, and so wise in his bearing, that you forget to be shy with such a great person, and you fall into his arms and tell him. And he stops everything else and takes your tears and listens as you tell him of the greatest heartbreak of your life. Maybe it was watching your own mother or wife or child suffer, or maybe it was being a victim of such cruelty, or any sorrow. The angels in heaven, the other saints, the great patriarchs, do not interrupt this session of heavenly counsel and comfort. There you are with one of the princes of heaven, with him crying over your neck because of your grief. And then suddenly, while this is going on, and the great patriarch is holding you and commiserating with you, this voice pipes up and says, "Hey, send him over here to torment to bring me some water." The mindset revealed by what the rich man says shows a mindset that certainly dreads hell, but not a mindset that dreads sin, or that is repentant over sin, or that sees the justice of God. It's important to remember this when we look at what the Bible says about the condemnation of sinners and the justness of the punishments of hell.